Good morning on this Friday, November 14th. From the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. The Illinois Department of Human Services is restoring full USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits now that the federal government shutdown has ended. The department anticipates that the remaining benefit payments will be made over the coming days, with all SNAP recipients receiving their full November benefits by Thursday, November 20th. Over 1.9 million Illinoisans and businesses rely on this federally funded program. While in Iowa, SNAP benefits will likely be issued to all Iowa participants by today. That's according to the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services. Around 270,000 Iowans have gone without their usual food assistance for 2 weeks. Iowa HHS is recommending that SNAP recipients check their EBT card balances before purchasing food. Quad City businesses are helping middle schoolers start thinking about their futures. WVIK's Ray Berry has more.
Nearly 3,800 students from 27 area schools are attending this year's Junior Achievement Inspire Career Expo in Moline. The hands-on event connects 8th graders with more than 50 local businesses, giving them a look at what different jobs are like and what it takes to get there. Students are testing out real-world skills through interactive exhibits. From Mid-American Energy's Bucket Truck and Nestle Purina's Spot the Robot to WQAD's Green Screen and Construction Equipment from McCarthy Bush Corporation. The event opened Thursday morning and runs again Friday from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Taxslayer Center in Moline. Ray Berry, WVIK News.
As NextEra Energy looks to reopen the Duane Arnold nuclear plant in eastern Iowa, some members of the public are concerned about waste storage and water use. The Iowa Utilities Commission held an informational meeting yesterday where representatives with NextEra spoke with members of the public. Rich Patterson lives in Cedar Rapids. He says he wants to know more about the potential impacts on the water supply during a drought if a data center is built nearby.
You're going to go again taking water from the river. We have droughts. I remember 1988. You know, there will be droughts. We are going to want to drink water and make coffee and take showers.
Though Google has not announced plans for a data center near the plant, NextEra did sign an agreement to provide Google with most of the plant's energy. A comprehensive report card on the state of Illinois public education shows progress as well as continuing obstacles facing educators and students. Education policy nonprofit Advance Illinois President Robin Steens gave a presentation of the 59-page report yesterday morning at the East Moline Administration School building. She shared data highlighting graduation rates in 2009 compared to 2024. United Township went from 89.4% to 91.3%, while Rock Island, Milan, and Moline Coal Valley School District saw decreased graduation rates from 92 and 89 respectively to 80 and 75%. East Moline School District 37 Superintendent Kristen Humphreys was at the presentation and told attendees that kindergarten readiness, third grade reading, middle school attendance, high school graduation, college and career readiness are all big issues for the Regional Education Council consisting of Iowa and Illinois school districts. The report shows that affordability continues to be a barrier for Illinois students and families, where high costs for childcare and post-secondary tuition and fees ask medium-income families to pay a substantial portion of their income. Importantly, this percentage of income is higher for Black and Latino households. An estimated $8.9 billion funding gap exists across early childhood programs. See more of WVIK's coverage online at WVIK.org, including a link to the full report. Two major scouting groups are teaming up to fight hunger in the Quad Cities. WVIK's Ray Berry has more.
Scouts from both the Girl Scouts of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois and Scouting America's Iowa Council are relaunching Scouting for Food, a regional drive benefiting Davenport's Riverbend Food Bank. Earlier this week, nearly 1,000 scouts dropped off sticky notes in neighborhoods across the Quad Cities, asking residents to leave canned goods, cereal, and other non-perishables outside for pickup on Friday. The food collected will help restock shelves at Riverbend's 400 Hunger Relief Partners, which together distribute more than 17 million meals each year. Ray Berry, WVIK News.
The new budget deal to reopen the government includes a one-year extension of certain Farm Bill programs. That includes the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, which expired at the end of September. Nearly 26 million acres across the U.S. are enrolled. Jonathan Coppice, an agricultural policy expert with the University of Illinois, says CRP provides annual payments to farmers who take highly erodible and vulnerable land out of row crop production.
CRP is a backbone program because of how it fits within not just conservation, but also agriculture production and economic issues.
Coppice says it offers steady income for farmers while supporting wildlife and pollinator habitat, soil health, and clean water. Unlike other conservation programs and farm safety nets for commodity farmers, CRP was left out of the One Big Beautiful Bill passed in July. Our Quad City area forecast calls for sunny skies today with a high near 71, increasing cloudy skies this evening with a low around 58. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles today. You're listening to WVIK.